Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hujurat. Primarily, there is just one narrative which is reported by two different chains of narration, and both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of these chains is found in Wahidi's Tafsir al-Wasit, and the other one is found in Salawi's Tafsir. Let me first read out the text of this narrative before we comment on its chain of narration. It is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man qara'a surat al-Hujurat utiya min al-ajr bi'adadi man ata'a Allahu wa asahu," which means that a person who recites Surah Hujurat, he will be rewarded equal to the number of persons who obeyed God and who disobeyed Him. So the number of people who obeyed God and the number of people who disobeyed, this number will be equivalent to the reward that a person will get if he recites Surah Hujurat. Now, this narrative has been regarded to be totally concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators in the chain of narration of this narrative. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded from various Rijal authorities in his book, Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in say that Salam ibn Sulaym is laysa bishay. And another comment that he has made is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Similarly, Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And at another place, Imam Nasai's comments are Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is Za'iful Hadith Jiddan. And one of the comments of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also is that he is a Qazzab, that he is a liar. So on the basis of this information, perhaps Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And there is no reason to regard the other narrative which is found. Of course, the text is the same. It is found in Salawi's Tafsir, which has different chain of narration. But the existence of these two narrators can also be seen in that narrative. So there's no reason that we regard that narrative to be concocted as well. All in all, we can say that the correct way to reap the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we understand the surah, if we know the surah by its meanings, if we reflect on the contents of the surah. And similarly, we are also able to communicate its message to others. So these are some of the ways in which we can really reap the blessings of a surah. However, relying on such narratives which are absolutely concocted and baseless, as has been pointed out by Rijal and Hadith authorities, this would lead us nowhere, and we should totally and completely disregard such narratives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات